Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurance versus History is a podcast that claims to be doing for insurance what Freakonomics did for economics. Don't understand insurance? Can't imagine why anyone should care about a global industry that impacts your daily life in ways you don't even realize? Well, host Meredith Brasher shines a light on both the good and the bad stories of insurance, explaining it all along the way. She joins us now. Meredith, what a pleasure to meet you today.
Well, thank you for inviting me on the show, John.
So, Meredith, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
So, I'm Meredith Brasher. I come from a general liability umbrella and excess underwriting background. I spent about 20 years in the insurance industry. Several years ago, I left the industry to pursue a childhood dream, which was to be an actor. And the podcast actually grew out of that decision, which is kind of cool. And it led me right back to insurance again.
And it's called Insurance versus History. So I would imagine you must be something of a history buff as well.
Yes, I have an undergraduate degree and a graduate degree in insurance. I originally, when I was in college, wanted to be a professor, but it discovered that I really disliked graduate school. So now I get to pursue history the way I want to pursue it, which I love.
So Meredith, what was the impetus for putting this podcast together?
So as I said, I had left insurance to try and become an actor. And one of the things I was working on is I have naturally a very distinct Michigan accent, which was causing some issues in auditions. So I started to work with a coach, and in 2020, everything shut down. And so I was thinking to myself, how am I going to practice my accent other than at home? And I thought, you know, starting a podcast would be a great idea. Now, obviously, I could start a podcast on anything and practice my accent, but over my time in insurance, one of the things that had struck me was just how little people in the industry, and that includes myself, knew about the history of what we did and why we did it. And so I had a handful of questions, maybe six, that I wanted to answer. And so I started the podcast intending to do six episodes, practice my accent. No one would listen, and that would be fine. But that's actually not what happened. There were listeners, and I got a lot of feedback, and answering those six questions led to a lot more questions. And so that's where we are today, 5 years later.
Well, I think you've got a delightful accent. You certainly don't sound like you're from the UP.
That's true. And while I still do not have a technically perfect, what they call neutral American accent, the broadcaster accent, I'm a lot closer. If you listen to the early episodes of my podcast, you can hear a lot more of my regional accent and see how it changes over time.
So Meredith, tell us a little bit about the podcast itself. How long have you been doing it? How many episodes have you recorded? What sort of subject matter do you tackle?
So the podcast itself, I started technically in 2020, although the first episode didn't come out until 2021, because one of the things I discovered is that there's no academic discipline of insurance historian. So there are people that work in insurance, that work in history, that work in economics, that work in law, that study insurance and use insurance as part of their academic discipline. But there's no history of insurance person out there that you could kind of go to and read their books. So it took a while to get started. I have currently 19 episodes, and those episodes range from topics including the Atlantic slave trade to 9/11, Enron, Elliot Spitzer, anything that sort of piques my interest. And occasionally we go back in history. I also did an episode on the Code of Hammurabi, which is supposedly the very first mention of insurance in history. I know that 19 episodes is not a lot of episodes compared to most podcasts, but it does take a while to put episodes together. And season 5 starts in September. And for September, we are starting 2 episodes a month. So now that I have a fairly good grounding in insurance and insurance history, I'm able to put out more episodes, which is going to be great.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So do you have guests, Meredith? And if so, what kind of guest are you getting?
I have never had a guest. I am not against it. But as I said, there is no sort of discipline for history of insurance. So I am solo narrative, and I do all the research, I write, and I host it, and I edit it all myself. So any mistakes can be attributed to me and me alone. But generally speaking, I think that people have appreciated the solo narrative. I know most podcasts have one or two people, but if I can tell the story in a way that is engaging and entertaining, then whether or not I have guests, I don't think is really that big a deal. But again, I'm always open to the idea. It just hasn't happened yet.
So you're a one-person shop. That sounds very ambitious.
It is a little ambitious. I have learned a lot about a lot of things I did not know about before.
So Meredith, who are you finding that your listeners are?
Well, if I take the people who reach out to me as a good cross-section of my listeners, I would say that Insurance Versus History is a must-listen for insurance lawyers and insurance company executives. I also have a lot of listeners from the tech space. So insurance tech, these are, as you might imagine, often people who don't understand insurance particularly well. Some of them do, but they want to understand it better. Overall, all my listeners are people who either love history or love insurance, and they want to understand how history and insurance work together better.
Along those lines, what sort of feedback are you getting from your listeners?
The primary feedback that I get is we would like more content. So that is something that I have been working for towards this season. I also get a lot of feedback that these are stories that they haven't heard before, even if they're events that they understand. Like, for example, most history, people who are interested in history know about things like the great earthquake in San Francisco in 1906, but they may not understand how much of what happened there was changed by the way that insurance responded. So, you know, insurance is the story of disaster, right? In general. So we can talk about a lot of those historical disasters that people might know a little bit about or even a lot about and bring it to them in a new way, which is how did insurance help or hurt the situation?
So Meredith, you mentioned earlier that you're going to be doing two podcasts per month. What are your future plans for the podcast?
So this season, the first episode, which will come out in September 16th, I think, that is actually about a company called Montrose Chemical Company, which is a name that may not ring a bell with a lot of insurance people, but if you're in the liability space, it definitely does. And that is a really interesting case about how insurance works in theory and in reality. So it's not just for people who are interested in liability issues. This season, I'm also going to finish up my series on slavery with two episodes on slavery in the United States, including an episode talking about how formerly enslaved people used life insurance in order to help free their families from slavery, which is a really interesting story and such an interesting way to use that product. I am also going to do episodes this season on the Boy Scouts of America, on eugenics, on the Greeks and Romans. And this season, I am going to dip my toe into health insurance for the first time, which I've never talked about, because I think we need to talk about Luigi.
Sounds very interesting. Sounds very ambitious. The podcast is called Insurance Versus History. Meredith Brasher, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for inviting me, John. I really enjoyed it.
And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.